This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey guys, awesome episode with the guys from My Dumb Friends podcast. Check it out. We talk about a guy who wants to get back in the game, setups, and a dude with a big dick. Check it out. Also, September 22nd here at Stand Up New York, we're going to have a J-Train podcast show with guys and girls from the podcast. We're going to be answering live questions. Come on out. It's September 22nd here at Stand Up New York, 8 o'clock. We'll have more information soon, but put it in the calendar and check out today's episode. Jared Freed coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side. Stand Up New York Labs are here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. We're going to get right into it because I'm happy to have them both here. They've both been on the podcast before. We're very excited to have them back. A couple of OKPs, original key players, okay? Maybe one of you.
Dan, I'm already disgusted.
Dan St. Germain, Sean Donnelly, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having us, man.
They have a podcast called My Dumb Friends, which I am a fan of. So I wanted to bring them on as a team. A dynamic comedy duo.
Thank you for having us.
A fat bearded duo.
Yeah, this is what I wanted to bring you guys
Jared's
on.
Jared's face is so red right now from the drinking he did the night before.
How did you know?
He's screaming.
I thought you meant it was from the
mic. He's got that like overcompensating from hungover face.
That's a true drinker. Right there. That's a guy who's had a couple hungover mornings.
Let's be honest, Jared. He's met you. There was a 9 out of 10 chance you would have been hungover.
Hungover either way.
Yeah. Every time I talk to you, you're like, I got so loaded.
So fucked up. And I woke up this morning and literally, for the listeners at home, shitting all day.
Literally. It was the booze and the pizza you told me.
And the pizza together to create.
I didn't even have booze last night, and I shit like 3 times this morning.
3 times?
Well, I went to Barclays for SummerSlam, and I had 2 slices
cheese
of pizza.
Cheese Whiz will do that.
Like at 5 a.m. Yeah. 5 p.m. I ate like such an asshole. An hour and a half later, I had a Cuban sandwich.
Really?
And then it gets worse, guy. At the end, I had a Philly cheesesteak with some mac and cheese on the side. And I did think my asshole. It was like 4 different shits.
How am I fatter than you, and you're such a fat fuck? Well, how is that a thing?
You know when you're.
I was pretty good beforehand. I got a salad today, and I
that's good.
I work out a lot.
You got to get back on the horse. Yeah, you go full.
Jesus
a week.
Christ! This fucking
the
microphone.
Mic came off. We're okay. We're okay.
What the fuck just happened?
Don't. We're going to be okay. Listen, Stand Up New York Labs, we're going to cut this out.
Sorry.
Cut all that out.
It just fell. I didn't even touch it.
No, it happens. You can't touch the mic.
Yeah.
Okay. Everything is literally taped together with scotch tape.
All right,
so
good.
It looks nice.
Damn, we acted like there was a cobra in the room.
Okay, well, listen.
Well, I got to move it towards me.
Yeah, move it. You can turn it.
Okay. There you go. Okay.
So, you know it's always bad when you mix ethnicities.
In general.
Yeah.
Well, you had a Philly cheesesteak, and then you just had a Cuban version of the Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah.
your whole meal plan is just different versions of Philly cheesesteak.
It was disgusting. It was so gross that I did that.
But you were at SummerSlam, so you gotta do what the people do.
Yeah,
when in Rome.
I'm kind of on vacation. I mean, I'm here doing spots and I'm doing podcasts and stuff, but this is kind of a vacation for me.
So let me introduce you guys a little bit to the listeners at home. I know you guys are big and famous, but
very famous.
Well, listen, My Dumb Friends, if you guys listen to this podcast, you have a library now. You can add that to your library. And what day of the week does it come out?
Every Thursday.
So Tuesday, you got the J-Train podcast. Wednesday, you go masturbate or some shit. Thursday, you got the My Dumb Friends podcast. And then Friday, you got J-Train podcast again.
Exactly.
So add it to it. And if you guys could explain it to the audience, what would you be your, like,
we just talk about like the dumbest things that you've ever done.
Yeah.
And now it's developed because, Sean and I have gone through most, like now we like kind of just, there's we talk about what's going on in our weeks. Yeah. Like, what, you know, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, now right before this recording, like as an example.
Okay, right. Here's an example. Well, I'll explain it because I listen to the podcast.
It's,
and let me just
it's
say,
mostly just Irish right, shaming. Let
I love that you guys did it for 2 years, and then you guys were like, let's get some segments. You guys, so they have a podcast, and it was, they would just bring on somebody and tell just their dumb stories.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you could see the wheels working, and they were like, oh, wait a minute, we should turn this into an actual show. So now the show's pretty good. It has, like...
Beforehand, it
was just this loose thing where Dan would talk about dating problems, and Sean would be like, we keep talking about your dating problems. So now there's actual segments, and it's a good podcast. So, and they have this producer, Tom, who's gotten a little taste of fame.
Yeah, he's gotten too much of
little
a taste.
By little, he keeps inserting himself more into the podcast.
You've noticed that, right?
Well, even
he's turning into a monster.
Even with the cover art. They have a poster, and it was just cartoon versions of Sean and Dan. Now there's a little tiny cartoon of Tom.
That he added in.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
And I love Tom, but that was funny.
Every
you
time
saw
you
the
think
progression.
There's a, everything you, there's, you think there's something psychologically wrong with me or Sean, no one's met Tom Lewis.
That guy.
Our producer is just a fucking creative skeleton.
So if you listen, Jared really listens.
No, I do listen, I've thought about it because I love podcasts and I like yours. It's very entertaining. You guys should all get involved. My Dumb Friends and. You were saying before we even started, there was a dumb moment with Sean.
Right.
Yeah, all right. Explain that.
Well, we got in here.
Well, you explain it. You just go, I'm going to tell this story when we get on.
And then Sean freaks. You notice how Sean doesn't even know. He just immediately goes to 10.
I knew what you were talking about.
See, well, then, even now, look at his face. He gets all
very
stony
angry.
Irish.
And then he goes.
It's like an Irish rock you kiss when you're a tourist, like the Barney Stone. Yeah. He's like, his face is like a Barney Stone.
This,
he gets angry.
This rock, people say there's a face in it.
Sean. Being annoyed. Oh, that's the freak out at a slight criticism, Rob.
And you just go. It was funny because you go. And Sean goes, "Give me a hint of what you're gonna talk about," and you just go. The kid.
Which sounds like the worst thing ever. You're going to make me an internet villain.
So what happened?
We go in there, and there's, you know, some kid on an iPad playing. Nice kid, right?
This is in the office here at Stand-Up Show Labs.
And Sean went to shake his hand. He goes, let go of my hand. But he was holding onto her hand, so he thought it was like a funny thing, you know?
But she's too old.
She's in third grade.
Yeah, I guess
she was too old for that. Yeah, it wasn't like a four-year-old thing.
No.
And even then, the first interaction with the kid... is not letting go of the kid. I know it's a bit, and he's not trying to do anything malicious, but his first interaction with a child was saying,
was like,
hey, you can't let go of me. That's terrifying.
That's like what you do with a baby.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like I was practicing abducting the kid.
Yeah, exactly.
He now agrees.
I don't agree.
Because you just said it. There wasn't anything malicious
behind it. No, there wasn't anything malicious, but she doesn't fucking know you, Sean. She doesn't know you're the mayor of New York Comedy, and everyone's supposed to love Sean. She just looks at you as a predator. Just like we all really
just some old guy that won't let go of her hand.
Yeah.
Dan, can you not talk like everything you say is a wrestling promo?
He came from SummerSlam. Come on. Give him the better
chance.
There's
your chance in hell. You're fine.
My uncle is kind of a little out of it. So like that story reminds me of him. One time when we were really young, he went up to this kid who was like literally 10 years old, snuck up behind him, and then put his whole tongue in the kid's ear.
As a joke, what he thought was
some fucked up joke. And then like for years, the family was just like, they would like introduce, like, that's Jared. His uncle is the one that put his tongue in your ear. Like, I was like, what? How they, like, the whole,
that
like, centerpiece
so,
of my family.
Yeah, that's
get,
never
you
okay.
You could get arrested for assault.
Yeah, for less than that.
That's like when you see one of those kiss on the lips families.
Yes.
Those are real creepy.
Listen, all of you go follow Dan and Sean. Super funny comics. They're great on stage, and the podcast is great as well. So,
thank you.
It went from,
it's been finally good to, like, it's great.
Yeah, no, I've been listening since before. So
he's even better. He nailed it.
No, he did nail it.
Well, my favorite thing ever was when we had you on our podcast.
Yes.
And then he called out Dan for being
I was a second level guest. I wasn't one of Dan's top flight bookings. I could tell. I walked in.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jared. Because you have a fucking frat podcast.
No, listen, I don't know. Just treat me the same as everyone else.
I am. So that's not comedy. You don't treat people the same as everyone else. You earn shit.
You come on, I bring you guys on because you're fucking.
Listen, okay. My status has gone down. You should treat me like a second tier. Okay, there's a moment where it was going to be something.
Star
and
of the Rise.
We did bring you on because you were funny.
Listen, yes.
And you were great on the podcast.
Listen, I'm no Burt Kreischer, who they had on last week, and you guys can go check that out on iTunes.
Yeah, it was a good episode.
My Dumb Friends. It was a very good episode, and Burt is fucking, he's been on this. People know him from this.
He's unbelievable.
Fucking unbelievable. So go check that out. My Dumb Friends, every Thursday.
Even though Sean sounds like he's underwater in that episode.
I know.
Yeah, you did sound off.
It was bad. We're working it out.
People get fucking crazy about sound with podcasts.
You know what? They're right. They're right. The past couple weeks, though, they're right for us.
So go check it out. My Dumb Friends on iTunes every Thursday. Dan St. Germain, at DS Germain on Twitter, at DanSt.Germain on Instagram. The only one with the worst handle is Anthony DeVito and Greg Stone, who have Anthony DeVito _ number sign.
Is that what it is?
Some bullshit like that.
I thought it was Devo for TiVo or something.
That's his Instagram, which doesn't even make sense. And Sean Donnelly, at ShawneeTime on Twitter. Go and Instagram. Go follow him, support him. Listen, I am so pumped about what's going on with this podcast. You guys can see, keep sending your emails, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. I keep on Snapchat, it literally feathers my nuts every time they send me a snap of them listening to the podcast. You guys should do the same thing. They send you that where they're listening from, and you like all of a sudden you're just taken into their world. Some people are in like cop cars, and some people are on like mountain trails.
A lot of your fans are in cop cars.
A lot in the back of them. A lot of them. I've started to get like
a lot of your friends leaving a frat house.
A lot of them in not their own dorm rooms. Yeah.
A lot of them.
Let's just say
holding up signs in front of them.
Let's just say a lot of the fans of this podcast are very happy there's no female comics going on Facebook to talk about them. So let me just say this.
A lot of them are in depositions. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm kidding. Their dad's like, we're going to make this go away.
JTrain56 on Snapchat, and we all kid. So listen, Snapchat, go check me out, JTrain56. Also, I'm doing some colleges in the fall. If you want me to come to your college, we've gotten a huge response, and thank you guys for doing that. Email Gina@kpcomedy.com. That's Gina, G-I-N-A, at kpcomedy.com.
Just Jared in a Gina wig.
Well, we've gone that route.
Okay, right.
It takes a little bit of work to get me there. She's been getting a lot of emails that have been like, yo, bring J-Train to town. And that's it. You got to do a little bit more. So you got to send in. What you're going to do is email her. What's the process? She's going to send you some materials and tell you who to get in contact with at your school. And then it's a little bit of footwork, but then the school pays for me to come. It's really great. I love doing it. So I'd love to make that happen. Gina@kpcomedy.com. Go. What do you got?
No, I was just wanting to ask you about that. But keep going. You're in the middle.
No, I'm done. Let's get into the emails.
No, I was saying that has got to be. No, and obviously you love your fans and everything. But do you now, like, because if these dudes are like, bring Jared here, do you have to like party with him afterwards or no?
We go out. We do some drinking. You know, do some hanging.
You like that every time or no?
I don't mind it. I have a good time. Obviously, there's some people that you're like, oh my God, this guy, got to get away from them.
I did Ohio State.
But some places you're like, this guy's awesome, let's go have fun. But Ohio State?
It was really fun. The show was really fun. But like right beforehand, I realized how old I was because I had thrown my back out already. But they didn't have anywhere to bring me, so I had to lie on the floor of a frat house.
Oh my God. I mean, there was
crusty vodka bottles. I used to live like this, the
rubber bottles, right. The plastic bottles.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Romanoff.
Yeah, Romanoff. Yeah, it was like it was crazy.
Yeah,
like.
I mean, it's definitely fun to go back. I definitely feel a little bit old, you know, to go back because you're like, I remember. The thing is, the speed's different. Like, we're talking about going out and getting drunk and then having to shit all day.
Right.
Like back then, I was like. Yeah, I'd take one dump in the morning. I'd be like, okay, I'm back.
Yeah.
And it was just fine. Now
you shit out the drunk, basically.
You shit out the... And now today, I'm shitting out the drunk in 30 different increments.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Get to my age, and it'll be a 2 weeks of shitting out the drunk. Yeah. It changes... Like, it actually it adds to your death.
Yeah.
How old are you, Jared?
31.
Oh, okay.
So, you go back, and you're like, oh, I remember this. And that's the thing about these emails. That's why I love these emails. It brings me back...
to a time
where
these problems were problems, you know, and real issues, and that's why we get into it. Let's. Are you guys ready to answer some emails?
Yes, yeah, let's do it.
So jtrainpodcast@gmail.com, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Super excited to have you guys here. I think this has been a lot of fun already. Go follow and support the My Dumb Friends podcast. It's every Thursday on iTunes. Dying Penis.
is that your problem or is that an email?
This is the title of the email. Papa JT.
Is this about David Bowie?
I'm coming to you in dire straits. I've gone to all my fraternity brothers and the advice hasn't been the greatest. I know you can fix this. The old meat stick hasn't been touched since the summer before college, and I'm going into my sophomore year.
Oh, wow.
So it's been a year.
Yeah. It's not bad.
I just crossed.
This is like that upside down world from Stranger Things.
What's that?
That's where his penis is right now.
I
bad joke.
Don't
ahead,
know the reference.
Damn it.
Made my David Bowie joke look great.
I just crossed last spring and had about a week to finesse, but nothing. Everyone says I don't make any moves on girls. I always feel like I come off creepy. How can I get back in the game? I don't want to rate myself, but according to my ex, I'm a soft 8. Whatever your ex said, soft 8, she said it while she was with you.
Yeah.
So soft 8 means hard 6.
I mean, first off, like...
And also, did she say the phrase soft 8? Or was she like, hey.
Maybe he's trying to bring it.
Maybe that's how she said it? Yeah. She was like, hey, 1 to 10, what am I? She's like,
She's soft 8 because his dick was soft every time he was with her.
Listen. But that's a hard...
What do you think? How do you get back in the game?
First off, that's not a lot of time. I mean, it really... Wait a second.
Dude, hold on, dude. Don't relax.
Well, I was in the middle of a thought.
All right, go ahead. Right.
No, fine. You already made it weird.
Go ahead.
You're putting your head down.
Is every answer going to be you guys talking about who can answer?
sorry.
I'm trying to say it's like you really. I had way more sex in my late 20s anyway, and now not really now, but like late 20s. So it's like 18 like to 19. That's not that big of a deal, dude. It really.
I totally agree with you get later and you're like, oh, I know exactly what I can do.
You're figuring out who you are right now.
Exactly.
Two things. It's a different time now.
Yeah,
fucking,
it is.
Way more fucking happens now than when we were like, and I'm not, older than you, but still, it's still different from when you were younger. And secondly, when you are so horny at that, how old is he? 19, 20? Yeah,
let's say he's 20,
dude,
19.
That's all you're thinking about. So that's why he's writing this letter.
Well, I think
he's obsessed.
I think right now there's more talk about sex than there's ever been. I don't know if they're having more sex.
I don't think they are.
I think it's just out there more. I hung out with some girls that were 21. They were in college after
really
the show.
I really have a theory that the same. It's you know, it's like 1% of the population controls like 99% of the world. 1% of guys are fucking 99% of the pussy. You know what I mean? Like there's certain guys.
There's a lot to that.
Figured it out. Yeah. Or they're really good. Either they figured it out, or they're rich, or they're really good looking.
Yeah.
But here's the thing: is like when you're 18 or 19. It's like, I think you're not, I think if you're not kind of a train wreck in some ways, and I was a dick, you know, when I was younger, when I was drinking, but like...
Were you a dying dick?
I was a dying dick, but I'm trying to say it's like, at that time anyway, you're figuring stuff out.
Totally.
And women intrinsically, no matter what age they are, they want to feel safe. And if they're around a guy who's like, this guy doesn't know who he fucking is.
Yeah.
They're not going to want to fuck you because you don't feel safe.
The only thing is, he's not saying they don't know who he is. He's saying he's coming. He comes off creepy.
But he says he feels like he's creepy, which really just shows that he doesn't have confidence.
Yeah. Right.
What girls want, they want to see that this guy is the king of fucktown. He knows where he wants to go, what he wants to do. And if you're coming over being like, well, hey, and it's like,
but
okay.
It's a cool confidence because you can't, it shouldn't be like alpha male. Like it's a weird, like
confidence is a tough thing. It's a tough fucking.
Because you don't want to be the dick and you don't want to be like, you know, like fucking like that too aggressive of a guy anymore either.
Do you think he's going over and doing what I did to that kid? We're grabbing the hand and not letting go.
Yeah. Sean, I'm going to have
to speak. That's called the Sean Donnelly.
A testament, buddy. Yeah. And then he wouldn't let my child's hand go and laughed in its face. Yeah, don't treat women like Sean treats children.
Yeah.
Well,
I think the advice to this guy and to anyone out there, your friends are probably right. They're saying you don't talk to any chicks. You got to put yourself out there to get turned down. And getting turned down in front of your friends fucking sucks.
Yeah.
But like the only way to start this is to start a conversation with a girl. And also understand what Dan is saying is very true. The noise is louder than the actual things that are going on. Like, everyone's talking about sex. Everyone's saying they're having it when they're really not. Everyone's as nervous as you are.
Everybody's as insecure as you are.
And here's another thing, too. When you're with a girl, like, don't neg her. Don't kiss her ass.
Yeah.
Don't try to even charm her. The best way to do it is to be genuinely interested in the person. Like, totally. Ask them about themselves. And don't, like, do it in the sense of, oh, I'm going to be the good guy or I'm going to be the fucking cool guy.
No.
Like, just be like, hey, well, oh, what do you do? What do you do this? And be naturally funny, you know? And then have a couple safeguards.
Well, that's a hard thing to tell somebody to be naturally funny if they're not naturally funny.
Well, you can be naturally interested in someone.
That you can.
That's a good way to say, that's the best way of saying be yourself. But, you know, be yourself, that's the hardest thing in the world.
Yeah.
What you're saying, go in with something you actually thought. And we always think like, oh, that first thing we thought is stupid. But if you like, if you see a girl with a red dress on and you're like, man, I can't stop looking at that red dress. And you go up to her and you're like, love that red dress. That feels creepy when you play it out in your mind. But when you go up to her,
that's not a creepy thing to say at all.
Because you're saying, you're genuinely thinking, I just keep seeing your dress. It pops up.
Oh, wow. And then she says something like, oh, I bought it at this place. Oh, okay. I go to make up a store that's near that one that you go to.
But even that, the conversation will go from there. Your genuine interest is going to pull her in and be like, oh, I can talk to this guy. He's not coming up to me and just saying, you know,
hey, so there's a way
you
can do that.
You're beautiful.
You can start small. Start small. First off, you don't have to hit on these women in front of your friends if that's what you're feeling like. Secondly, you can start small by a small talk conversation on campus or whatever you're
just
doing.
Just hang out with your friends. You should never hit on women with your friends.
No, I never
did that. I mean, it never works for a guy like me. I need women to think that I'm the only option.
He only hits on women in caves. Yeah, exactly.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Dan St. Germain and Sean Donnelly. It's a My Dumb Friends podcast. Every Thursday on iTunes. Go find it. Support it. Away Poon. Hello, J Train voice. And welcome. I'm a longtime listener, first time nut featherer. I have a plan. I have a trip planned.
How many Nobel laureates listen to this podcast?
We have some great writers that write it. I have a trip planned for this next semester that'll last one weekend. One of my best friend's girls says she has a girl she wants to set me up with. My question is, and this isn't much of a problem, but I'd still like to hear what you think. How should I go into this weekend? Should I go in ready to take the setup to Pound Town? Or should I go into the weekend disregarding the setup and do my own thing? Thanks for all your help. Hope you don't you come down to Texas sometime soon, because I know we got a bunch of shits and tits ready to feather your nuts. Thanks, man. What do we think?
Setup's a big thing, man. When a girl...
It's like having a lead on like a stock or something.
Yeah. You don't like people... Like, I know that it... Here's the thing is I know it feels awkward.
Yeah.
Like, because it's like, oh, they're arranging it, but like... Women love it when other women arrange as a fuck because
totally.
It's
trust.
And it's also like, oh, I get a free pass of no one thinking I'm a slut.
As long as they're not doing it in the way where you walk in and they go, hey, Bill, this is Connie.
Let me tell you something.
If they do it like, hey, regular intros.
Well, I'll tell you guys a story. This happened last week. The thing with a setup, and it's got to be just like you're saying, You want as few people involved as possible because you don't want it to become the fucking story of the
You don't want
it to
be the entertainment for the weekend.
Everyone's like, what's going on? You want one person to get you excited about it and to get her excited about it. So it'd be like, and because now it's a referral. And you know when you're doing sales, they say the easiest sales referral because the trust is there. Just like you're saying, we want that. But like you want the friend to come up to you and be like, yo, she's hot, she's fun, do whatever you want, she's into it. You should go for it.
Yeah.
And then she needs to go up to her and be like, he's great. He's fun. He's into it. You're into it.
It's very matter of fact.
It's got to be matter of fact. And it has to, and I know what he's saying. He's like, should I go in for the full setup? What you do is you set yourself up for the night that's going to happen that you're going to come into contact with this girl. So you have your friend, you say, listen, I'm up for whatever. Have her come to the party that we're having.
Yeah.
And now it's a little bit less. You know, now you're both at the same party. It's not like it's been like, now you take her hand and we get your land.
And,
you know,
that way, the collateral damage is done. Like, only two people really know what's going
on. Exactly.
And the rest of people at the party are like, oh, they're just at the party.
I'll tell you the story. So this is a little bit, so last week, Jewish mothers, like, love setting up Jews. Like, it is like their
fall or relationship
both. I mean, it is like their sport. Because every week I'll have like a new Jewish mother be like, you gotta meet so and so. You know, like they turn into this fucking matchmaker.
Yeah.
And I usually like, I'm like, listen, send pictures, let me see, and then maybe we'll, you know, like, let me masturbate, and then, you know, no, but I, the problem with a setup.
That's weird. Send like ask a mother to send pictures because then you're like, yeah, I'm not attracted to your daughter.
I'm at this point. It's not their daughter. It's usually like a friend's daughter.
Yeah.
I'm at this point where I'm like, the problem with a setup, and as you get out of college, we have a lot of post grad listeners, is that you have a lot of collateral damage if this doesn't go well. So you have to be totally sure that the resume is something that adds up to what you're looking for.
Yeah.
So if someone comes to you with a setup, you have to be like, listen, I'm totally open to meeting whatever, but I want to make sure this is for me because I don't want to ruin this relationship.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. If it's a friend of the family, it can't just be like a let's hook up.
It can't.
I want to hook up with you.
Exactly. So I get this text from my aunt on my mom's phone. This is the text I get. Do you want to be set up? And I'm like, I go, well, send. It's my aunt. So I was like, send pictures. And then I was like, let me see. And I was like, also, I was like, is she Jewish? Like, I was like, let me make sure
but let's be
that the one thing that I could, like, that would end this whole thing, you know, isn't in the fucking way. So they're like, Jewish, sends me a picture. I'm like, oh, this is a cute fucking girl, lives in New York. I was like, down for it. She goes, okay, I'm going to ask my friend to call her daughter to see about setting it up. And I'm like, what the fuck just happened?
Now you're making me
the guy.
It's a disaster. Now I'm chasing.
Right, yeah. Exactly. This became so much bigger than you.
So much
that's
bigger.
That's how Oswald was set up. This is like, it's like all of a sudden, like, wait, there's this mechanism that I didn't understand.
Well, I'm going to call Jack Ruby to see if he can show you.
I think only comedians understand how infuriating this is.
Oh, I think any guy would.
No, because I go, well, okay, now I'm down Schitt's Creek.
It's like
I have
somebody. I was just talking to somebody over at this network, and we think that you would be perfect for this show. It's like, oh, yeah, that's great. Yeah. And they go, okay, great. I'll let them know that you're interested. I'm like, wait, did they tell you that they were? Yeah. It's like, no, but they love you. I'm like, yeah, but they didn't tell you they're specifically interested.
Exactly.
God damn it.
You got no hand.
That is the exact same thing, and you have no hand in the situation.
You lost hand.
So then she goes to the friend. The friend calls the daughter. The daughter's like, she now comes back to me, my aunt, saying, here's the friend's daughter's number to set you up with her friend.
Oh, unbelievable.
And now I'm texting this girl being like, hey, so your mom wants me to meet your friend.
This already sounds exhausting.
Exhausting. Yeah. So I go, your mom wants me to meet your friend. I'm up for it if she's up for it.
Oh, so it wasn't even the girl's
number.
I just got that.
So then she texts me back. She's like, yeah, she doesn't really get back to text, but here's her number.
Ah,
and I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. At that point, just end it. Or you shoot yourself in the head.
Did you text her?
So then I'm like, I'm in this, though, at this point.
Yeah, of course.
She texts me back after that, like, not even a second. That was... I mean, she's the worst Chris Harrison that's ever existed at that point. Like, what is she like? Just, like, how unenthusiastic is that? So
what did she write back?
She just got back to me. She's up for it. Expecting your text. So now I'm at expecting your text.
Is the friend indifferent at this point?
I don't know.
The daughter of your mom's friend.
It's the daughter of the mom's friend.
Is that who? It's a friend of hers. So is the friend the one that's related? Is she like, yeah, whatever?
That's how the text came off.
Yeah, right.
Because in the setup situation, as advice to anyone, you just want people excited about it. You want, like, she's up for it, you're up for it.
Yeah.
It has to be a little bit ahead
you
of the game.
You want the person that age?
Because the casual setup doesn't exist anymore because we could make any casual meetup happen.
Yeah.
Any casual setup happen. Just by going on Facebook, being like, okay, that girl's hot. There's our mutual friend. Go to that mutual friend. Be like, hey, that girl's cute. Can you set us up?
Yeah.
You could make that happen. So to do all this was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, and you also want the person that's your age to be as excited as the mom.
Totally.
Because she doesn't give a shit. Then it's like, why are we even
so
here?
Now I'm enraged about this. I call my dad. I'm like, I tell him this whole story. And now I want community anger against my aunt for fucking this whole thing up.
Mom going
I would just want them to be as mad as I am just because I like to, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
My dad goes, you're being ridiculous. Like, you want the perfect situation. I'm like, how do you not see how annoying this is?
No, it's very annoying.
And he was like, that's annoying, but like, go do it, whatever. And I'm like,
got a point. You're both right.
Yeah, well, we're both right.
That's the thing. At that point, you just go, fuck it, whatever happens, happens.
Because this isn't really her that caused all the problems. It's the whole mechanism.
The whole fucking
It's way
Jew
bigger
crew.
Than both of you.
Yeah.
It's your people.
It's that's
which really is the problem of all my problems.
Yeah.
Too.
It's all Hitler
I really,
said that
at the
once.
End of it. There's a Jew at the end of every problem.
At every issue.
Wow. Now me as a pedophile doesn't sound so bad.
Dan Adolf Germain, Saint Germain.
A pedophile and a Nazi on this.
Well, hold on. So here's where the story gets enraging. So I'm like, I need someone mad. I call my brother. I'm like, Harry, I call my brother Harry. I'm like,
you got to hear this fucking story. How mad would you be? And I go, they tried to set me up with this. He goes, wait a minute, the chick from New York, the hot one, this one? And I go, yeah. He goes, they tried setting me up with her.
Oh.
I go, are you fucking kidding me? He goes, no, you fucking hangs up on me. I'm like, now he's like mad because he's embarrassed. Because they basically, what my mom and all these Jews did was hold a piece of steak over the two fighting brother dogs. And we're like, who wants it? Yeah. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, what are you going to pit the brothers and get Cain and Abel?
Without contacting the actual girl.
Yeah, it was crazy. So, like,
so how did it end up? Is it still in progress?
We're still in progress. We might get together later
in
the week.
Is she super hot?
We'll discuss this later.
You just told the whole story.
She's
super hot.
Yeah.
Yes,
so I mean, so
that's your answer to that.
The answer to the setup is just you got to keep it as casual as possible. And what my story is the least casual fucking thing in the world. So like for this kid, make it like, yeah, I'm totally up for it. Have her be at the party on Friday night. I'm down to hang.
Here's another thing that I think is always important when hitting on girls. Like, yes, you're the one who makes the move, but they've made the choice before you've made the move.
Totally.
So it's like nothing you can really do is going to help win her.
Yeah, there's no
you
line.
Know what I mean?
No. There's no line that you're going to like all of a sudden unlock the key.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
She's already made the choice.
Yes.
And she'll let you know if that's an, you know, like, no.
Well, that's what they say. They say that women know in the first, 10 seconds?
Yeah. Well, my doctor said that once to me. He goes, no, you with you. They know.
They know right away.
They make a choice.
They know.
You don't do anything. You know, you just be nice to a bunch of people and then hope one of them wants to
suck your dick.
You want you in for the night, you know? Gives you a coat and some soup.
No room at the end.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Listen, we got sponsors, people. A great business needs a stunning website, and with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online. No matter what type of business you're in, show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it, so what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com, create your stunning website today. It's easy and free. Most of you don't have businesses, but go get a fucking website. Don't be an idiot. Now, I'm really excited about this sponsor because I am not just an advocate of the company. I'm also a customer.
Yeah.
This is like the type of sponsor.
You back it up.
This is what you want out of a sponsor. You want something that you both use and do and you can sing to the people.
Yeah, you're proof that it works.
I am proof. Harry's, okay? Harry's. It is a great company. They're doing some amazing things. And listen.
Is this the food company?
It's actually a razor company.
Oh, Harry's.
So stop compromising on your shave. Get started with Harry's. For far too long, you've either paid too much for a comfortable shave or you've settled for a low price but low quality razor. Harry's offers something you've never had before, a great shave at a fair price. Harry's makes its own high quality razors, cuts out the middleman, and ships them directly to you for half the price of the leading brand. Good shave, good price. It's simple. Get the best of both with Harry's. Now, I'll add some commentary to that. I'm from outside of Boston. Whenever I would go to Boston, the taxi used to be like $130.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, Uber comes in. To get into Boston, it now costs $39.
Oh, wow.
The cab companies have been fucking us for all those years.
Yeah, that's
but not just... It wasn't like 50 compared to 39.
No.
It's $120.
That's four times the amount.
Compared to $39. And my dad was like, oh, it's so unfair to the cab drivers. They had to buy those medallions. Fuck those cab drivers. And this is what I'm saying about the other razor companies. They've been fucking you for all this time. A razor has never cost as much as what they're selling it to you for.
Yeah.
Harry's, what they've done, they've cut out all the bullshit. They're going to mail the set right to you, and it's a great shave. I use these. So what they're going to do, they have this starter set called the Truman. Great option, amazing deal. For $15, you get a razor handle, moisturizing shave cream, and three of Harry's five-blade German-engineered razors. Plus, there's a special offer for fans of J-Train Podcast. Harry's will give you $5 off your first purchase with promo code JTRAIN. Go to harrys.com right now. Look for the Truman set. That's HARRYS.com. Enter promo code JTRAIN at checkout. Get $5 off, and that supports the show, supports your razor, and it supports America. Stop compromising. Give Harry's a try today. So go to harrys.com, promo code JTRAIN.
support the show.
Nice job.
Listen, now we got the Dumb Friends podcast every Thursday. This has been awesome so far. Let's do some more emails. You ready?
Sounds good.
Let's do it.
Postgrad New City. I like this because Dan's here. You were living in New York, moved to LA,
yes,
and now you're back. You know, just for a week, yeah, hanging out. Doing
hopefully, I'll move to another city at some point. Because both of these cities have their problems.
Yeah, well, this is what this guy said. J Train, been a fan since the good old TFM podcast days. Great to see how far you've come. Such a short amount of time. Keep it up. Anyways, I just graduated from your alma mater in the spring and took a job that gave me the chance to move out west to pretty much start all over. It sounded like a great idea at the time, but the only problem is that I left all my friends behind on the East Coast, and I'm having a real hard time meeting new people. Oh. Now, I'm not particularly shy person, and I usually make friends easily wherever I go. In the previous situations, I've always had a jumping off point, a friend of a friend, fellow interns, etc. But now, being all myself, I just don't know where to start. I was banking on making a lot of friends at work, but my coworkers in my department are 30 and over, and in the process of settling down, they haven't been many opportunities to get to know a whole lot of the people my age, since I also don't interact with other departments. I know you probably touched on this in the episode before, but what do you think?
Have your aunt set you up with friends. Yeah.
Find a Jewish aunt.
Okay.
You know,
find a Jew. Okay.
It's just basically how to meet friends in a new city.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
There's so many multiple things now. It depends on what you're into.
Yeah, LA. I do think the internet has been helpful, really, to make. I don't know. I mean, like, we're so lucky in the sense that, like, you know, with comedy. But even then, that can suck because most of my friends are comedians, and I do think that has stunted my personal growth in some ways.
I'm absolutely serious, slowly turns you into a monster.
Yeah, I hung out with non-comedian friends last night. It was great. Yeah. Now I'm hanging out with one today, Jesus. No, I'm just joking, Sean.
That was a fake laugh from Sean.
Yeah, Sean. And he put his eyes up in, like, a cartoonish, like, weird,
yeah,
like,
it was very,
like, Pinocchio cartoon.
It was actually a lot of fun.
Yeah. He's got a weird face. I think that, like, yeah, God, man, I had really hard. I was thinking about this the other day. It was hard for me to make friends when I was in middle school, and it got much
this
easier.
This guy's older than middle school.
But I know that. I don't know what got easier. No, but why did it get easier? That's what I was thinking. Like, what about it
got
easier?
What got easier is that you had an interest and you're doing the thing that you are interested in, and then other people are doing the same thing.
Right.
Comedy, that makes
it a lot easier. What's hard for – sorry to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
The thing about this guy that's hard is what he said about work. Most people, when you're not doing comedy or you're not in whatever – their work is where you find
if you don't like people you work with,
or they're too old, they're not willing to go out
drinking.
At least
they bridge you off into other groups. Like, at least you have the friend at work, and then they're like, oh, here is another friend. You're like, oh, I like that dude better.
Yeah,
and then you two fucking go and meet chicks and hang out.
Yeah, no,
but
it's
that's how it normally works. You bridge off of one.
And I'll say this, 100%. It is so much more awkward getting rejected for a friendship than it is a woman.
Yeah. Sure,
to have, like, someone not want to hang out with you.
Yeah.
It's
like it hits you on a primal level of, like, oh, this person is rejecting me as a person, not just a sexual object.
And it's almost always done in a way, you're almost always ghosted. It's never like,
hey, man, I don't want to hang out with you.
You're never broken up
with. And you can't get angry. You can't be like, you know, at least you get a guy to text a guy back. Because then you're like, what?
What's wrong with you, loser? Yeah, maybe this is why you have no friends. You're worried about people texting you back.
Well, in both instances, you have to act cool. Like,
yeah,
you
gotta be
cool.
I think it's I think you hammer down on your interests.
Yes.
And I think, like, that's the real advice. If you love basketball, go join a basketball rec league. And listen, graduating college and entering any world is uncomfortable. You're going from this bubble that's cozy with people that you can just be like, hey, you're an econ major? I'm an econ major. The conversations are built in, and they slowly go away.
And if it all else fails, just draw a face on a volleyball.
And I'm in such a different position because my fantasy now is being alone.
Yeah.
Like, I used to get lonely as shit and want to be around people all the time. And then doing comedy, like I was doing a club this weekend and I don't drink either, but, like, the head of the club, Howard, was like, "Hey, you just go, like, right back to your room after the sets." And I'm like, Yeah. Sounds great, right? And I hung out with a girl.
Yeah, and the problem is.
And the problem is. Oh, I didn't do anything.
You didn't do anything.
We're going to keep it going. Keep rolling through.
But, I love my alone time. I love it. And so I think.
Well,
that having, like, I was hanging out with a girl last week, and she's like, I love to be around people. I just need to be around people all the time.
Oh,
and
no,
like,
that sounds horrible.
No. Have you ever looked at a wall? It's yeah. great.
Well, like, try looking at a wall. You know how great again. It is going to the movies alone?
I was bringing
a book to a restaurant? That's awesome.
I was out for dinner, and I was, like, sitting at the table with, like, headphones and listening to a podcast, and I'm like, this is the best meal ever.
Yes.
And then I looked over, and there was, like, a dad with his kids and his wife, and I was like, oh, my God. Does marriage mean I can't eat alone with my headphones
yes.
in anymore?
I was exactly. talking to my friend.
Like, that sounds horrible.
My with Nikki Ways, the head writer, Bob Castrone.
Okay.
He's an awesome guy, but he's like, he was like, you know what I love now? And I'm like, he goes, going to the airport. Because it means that I get 3 hours by myself.
And he's got a wife and kids?
He has two kids and a wife. And I'm like, that is crazy.
Yeah.
That's a being married. It makes you enjoy the fucking airport.
Well, it's like, well, have kids, like, he's like praying
kids make
for a
you,
delay.
Yeah, enjoy the thing that you're supposed to hate.
The most.
He goes, I sit down and I wait for my flight. I open my laptop. I get to read what I want, do what I want. I don't have to work. And
oh my God.
It's like the Louis joke where he says that my only vacation is when I put my kids in the car and I walk around the car to my side. That's a mini vacation right there.
I just think, like, and especially in this conversation, what we're really saying is that most people, when they're adults, look at other adults and they're just like, immediately are like, fuck that guy.
You know?
Like, you're just like, I don't want to fucking get to know that person.
Yeah.
So, like, when someone's really trying to make friends as an adult,
yeah,
you're
you
like,
don't trust it.
What's that guy's deal? Is that guy, like, really trying to talk to me about what shows I like?
It comes off phony.
You know, like, it does come off phony. So that's why you have to do something that shows your personality, doesn't tell it.
There was a guy I met at a show, and he wasn't a comic, and we were both Giants fans. And then I was like, we should hang out, watch a Giants game. And we did, and it was really weird for me. I don't know what it was. Yeah. It was just really weird. And he was a good guy, too. He's a nice guy. But
it's a weird thing to say.
But I think that...
I've had a couple situations like that where I had
an Uber driver that just drove me to Manhattan. I had to get here fast. And to the Uber driver, we're talking about movies and TV the whole time. I'm like, we could actually hang out.
Joe DeRosa went to a record store once, and I got along with the record store guy. We like the same type of music. And then I walked out of there, and I said to Joe, I'm like, do you think I should go back there and ask that guy to hang out? And he's like, you can't do that.
You can't do that. You cannot do that.
But I really did. I wanted to go back.
You know what's crazy, though, Dan? If you did it, I bet you would have been like, sure, yeah. But it is a weird interaction.
For you to do that, you would have been like, hey, man, I got these tickets to this concert. I think you'd like that. And now you're like on a date with him.
Yeah. I had to do that. I ended up going to the Avid Brothers by myself. And it's kind of funny, like, because I ran into, nobody would go with me. And there was a girl it was so funny because there was a girl I was dating at the time, but I didn't invite her because I didn't want it to move too fast. So I had a girl option, but I couldn't find a friend option. So I went by myself and I ran into another comic who was by himself, Billy Wayne Davis. We both looked at each other. We kind of waved and then went in other directions.
You're like, this is too sad to even talk about.
Yeah. Listening to someone saying, I am love and you, like, while you're in a seat by yourself.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Dan St. Germain, Sean Donnelly. We're going to do one more email, then we'll go to hypotheticals in the news. This has been great. Go listen to My Dumb Friends. It's on iTunes every Thursday. Big Dick Troubles.
Whoa, this is a lot of dick stuff.
Oh, you got my email.
Yeah. Well, that's we did a small dick email, this kid with a small dick, and then this is the big dick, I guess.
Okay.
Dear Mr. Freed. So after listening,
Mr. Freed, I love it. Big Dick Troubles. Mr. Freed Esquire.
I'm writing you from the Straits of India.
So after listening to your last podcast with the small dick question, I'm coming to you with a big dick one. A little backstory. Personally, I've always known I've had a bigger dick than most guys, but I was never going to bring it up because what a fucking douche move that would be.
Right.
Well, this last semester.
Like right now with this letter.
Right now. I think the minute you titled it Big Dick Problems.
I've always known. It really filled my dad's mouth.
Big Dick Problems gets as much sympathy as first world problems.
Yeah. Well, this last semester, I had a girl I was consistently hooking up with, and she took it upon herself to tell pretty much everyone that she knows that I've got a magnum dong. Oh, bless her heart.
She's terrific.
The best woman alive?
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
You mean Helen of Troy?
Yeah, this is a mace.
I don't even think the reference worked, but I love it.
I think it did.
She's going to fuck you and tell everyone how great your dick is?
Yeah.
Word eventually got back to all my buddies, and responses ranged from sheer surprise to that's going to be a weird one. I had no idea. Like, have someone come up to you. Right. It's like, oh, hey, you didn't look like a big dick guy.
I got to be honest, Jared, I'm still waiting to hear the problem in this thing
now. Pats on the back to tons of big dick jokes. My response to all this was normally just to stay quiet, which I thought would be the best move.
Of course.
Until a couple of my buddies asked me why I'm always so awkward when the big dick jokes come up. So my question to you, Mansamp and Guess, your three strong medium cocks, if you've been blessed with the shaft of Zeus, where's the line on joking around about it?
First off, I have a very normal dick, but these guys,
I always say that
he's doing everything right. He's doing everything right. Don't pay attention to these guys. They're being weird. You can't talk about how big
also,
your dick is.
Also, if your buddies are busting your balls, your giant balls about your giant dick, what is the proper response? What are you supposed to be like, you're right, it's a baseball player. What are you going to join in making fun of it?
This guy's got
it
right.
You can't defend your own dick.
With anybody that busts your balls, the worst thing you can do is get mad. I just don't think, if you're getting mad at people making fun of your big dick, they won't get it because they're like, but you got a big dick.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, no one's going to like take that well.
Jay Oakerson was saying like they were all making fun of their one friend for having a big dick. And then they're like, take it out. And then he took it out and it was huge.
Yeah.
And they all just like realized how small their dicks were. And it got really quiet.
Yeah, that's all you have
really
to do.
It got really quiet and sad. And
that's what you tell
him. He wasn't even happy to take it out. He's like, okay, guys, see, it's big.
Yeah.
That's what you tell him. Next time, tell him, take it out.
Take it out. Flip it out.
Just shut them the fuck up.
Yeah. It's like, this is it, dude.
Because I still don't see... Your dick's huge. Oh, yeah? And then he takes it out, and they just all start crying.
I pissed next to... There's this guy at the Met. I think I've talked about this on their podcast, but we nicknamed him Horsecock, and I never believed it until I was, like pissing like right next to him, and I was like, how's it going down there? I said and he goes, you want a sample? And he moved to the left. And I saw it, and it looked like a fucking, like, remember that Kevin Bacon movie, Tremors? It looked like a tremor.
I don't know.
And I was like, I remember I just, like, sat down, and my friend Matt, and I was like, hey, I just saw that guy's dick. It's a really big dick.
It's a really big dick.
And he's like, yeah, man. He's like, yeah, it's really big. And
he just put his head to,
and we just ate in silence.
Yeah.
We ate in silence just thinking about this guy's dick.
Like it was the depression.
Yeah.
You hear the forks and knives only.
It was a tremor.
I went to summer camp growing up, and like at 9 years old, there was a counselor whose nickname was The Legend.
And that's
because of how big his dick was.
Well, that's weird with counselor.
Did you ever see it?
No. One time... A camper tried to he got annoyed too with it and a camper tried to go in when he was in the showers and like ripped open the shower curtain and tried to take a picture of it and he was like the most angry.
Isn't it funny how big dicks are treated like the Loch Ness Monster?
Yes. People, and maybe that's a little bit to this guy's point, like you have to understand
and you know
his interest.
You gotta know he's got a big dick if he's like, okay guys, stop.
Yeah, stop it. Like, you know,
is he getting annoyed or is he just not saying anything?
I think he just can't believe people care this much about his dick being big.
Also,
but guys are as interested in a big dick as women are.
Way more interested.
Like I'm
way more interested.
Yeah, exactly. Like how could it be?
But here's the thing. I was kidding before, but really, what's the issue? It's like, what is the fucking issue?
I think he's got to
deal with it and then go.
Well, this is about
live with your big dick.
Exactly.
This is about ball busting in general.
Yeah.
So like ball
busting
in general, you have to like give and take and laugh at it and fucking know and like maybe have something. In your,
I think
in
the
your
proper.
Sheath.
If he ball busted back, it would have to be. This is the other thing. You can't punch down, so you'd have to be something about something else those guys have, like their unibrow,
or like their polio.
Or if they say you got a big dick, your response is, but really small balls.
Make fun of yourself.
I have another
huge
thing.
Balls and
huge balls.
And mediocre dick. It just looks like my balls are sick.
But it's
swollen.
Like, you know what? Just deal with that uncomfortable part
but
of your life
I think,
and then live with your big dick for the rest of your life.
I also think chopping yourself down a little bit, being self-deprecating when they come at you with a joke about your thing that should have no problem and then being like, well, I got small balls, so it just looks like an upside-down face. You know, like...
Right. So, and also the thing where it's like, how long is this ball-busting lasting that he's actually writing a letter about this? It's like, they're 20 minutes laying into your big dick?
We all have our issues.
That's
why you write to the J-Train Podcast, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. You guys were fucking awesome. Thank you for coming on. This was great.
Of course.
Thank you, man.
This was so much
fun. Thank you for having me.
Go
it was really fun.
Go to My Dumb Friends on iTunes, at DS Germain on Twitter, at Shawnee Time on Twitter. Go follow them. Support them. Funny fucking comics. You guys all want to get involved. We're going to come back with hypotheticals in the news. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, it's Jim Norton.
I'm Batsera.
I made that up. Matt's not here. He's out hanging out with Dana while I'm in the fucking hot studio in New York. He's gallivanting. We're hosting the new UFC podcast, UFC Unfiltered. It's going to come out every Tuesday and Thursday. And pretty much we're going to be talking about the upcoming fights, the fights that have just passed, and interview fighters, get the exclusive on certain things. We're going to talk a lot of UFC, MMA in general, and a lot of other stuff, whatever we really feel like talking about. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever else podcasts are. I don't know where you get your podcasts. It's not my business. Just tune in so Matt and I don't get fired.
Hey guys, welcome back. Here with Dan St. Germain, Sean Donnelly, My Dumb Friends Podcast, every Thursday on iTunes. Check it out! Guys, are you ready for some hypotheticals?
Yes.
These are like car games. You guys know the deal. Like, yeah. Would you rather this or this? I remember the first time Dan, I realized, is a closet bro, was we did a car ride to...
Look how excited.
Well, it was also you, me, and Adam Conover.
I know, but so this is... But it's, like it was so... Conover's shocked, because we were doing a ride down to D.C.
It was you, me, and who? And Adam Conover. Anthony DeVito, too? Was he in it?
I don't know. I think it was just us three.
Yeah.
And Adam Conover's back. Adam's super funny. He's, you know, you guys could all
very
go
successful.
Follow. Very successful. He's got a show on True TV.
I did a show on Tuesday, so check me out on there, folks.
So what's it called?
Adam Ruins Everything.
Adam Ruins Everything. So Adam's in the back. Dan and I are just showing pictures of chicks we've hooked up with. Like back and forth, he's like, "Oh, check out this chick," and I'm like, "Oh, check out this chick," and we're going back and forth on their Instagram. And then at one point, Adam in the back is just like, "You guys are horrifying." He's like, he couldn't believe. He's like, "You guys have been doing this for like an hour now." And I always think of it, it's like
a movie with a clock goes like, bum, bum, yeah, going bum, through. Bum, bum.
Yeah, and we're saying stuff like, "Check out her calf, man."
And I always think of that moment when we do the hypotheticals here on the podcast, because these are things that you do to pass a time.
I fucking love women, all right? I've never apologized.
Don't
I'm
apologize
a lover
for that.
Of women.
Dear Jared, would you rather live without air conditioning in your home or have all your drinks served at room temperature? He writes, in the
Jesus.
Summer, you're gonna be sweaty from the moment you get out of the shower until nighttime when you go to bed to get in some hot, restless, shitty sleep. Say goodbye to the home field advantage unless you're comfortable with the disgusted face of a girl giving you a blowjob 6 inches away from your swamp ass. Alternatively, iced coffees and cold beers are things of the past, and if you buy a girl lukewarm cranberry vodka, she's going to assume you've been carrying it around
for
10 minutes.
That's
not your drink,
though.
He's
not going against... that doesn't make any sense.
What do you mean?
Well, watch the logic he's setting up doesn't make sense. Why would someone else's drinks be... So every... Like, he's like powder every fucking drink he like... somehow transmit his lukewarmness on.
Here's the thing. Any drink that you put together that is
given
to you.
Also, what is room temperature? If my room is like, if I'm in a freezer, if I have like a 60 degree room, or you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know, man.
Here's
a drink at room temperature is brutal. But also no air conditioning.
Can I move? Can I move somewhere?
No. No air conditioning, lukewarm drinks.
No, what I'm saying is, can I move to like Oregon?
Oh,
this way, I won't
a
really
temperate
need
climate.
Air conditioning. Yeah, temperate climate.
Yeah. I mean, you go to LA. I mean, that's the one thing about California.
I need air conditioning.
California windows open.
I need air conditioning.
I can live.
I think it'd be. I think it'd be air conditioning.
That is one of those things that I know I could never make it in any other country in the world. Is
right.
With the no air conditioning thing. Like I am like on high with my face against it.
I run high temperature. I'm a high temperature person.
Especially for sleeping at night. I could deal with going hot coffee for the rest of my life.
You ever just lie against a cold rock? It feels great.
the rock.
But it's
like
not
face.
Hot
Sean's
coffee.
Face on it.
It's not hot coffee. Because actually, technically in the question, everything's room temperature.
Luke.
So even your coffee that you wanted hot?
I didn't even think about that. Jesus.
That's brutal.
Sean, you fucking genius. You evil genius.
I'm going air conditioning. Air conditioning.
I need air conditioning.
I go air conditioning in the wintertime. So
I need air conditioning.
Okay, so let's do another would you rather. Would you rather replace a toe of your choice with a little dick?
Or whatever the other thing is. Don't even say
forget everyone's name once a month.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's a funny one.
I'm going with toe dick. There's
I'm gonna
no
go with toe
question.
Dick, yeah.
Forgetting someone's name.
Like a little pinky dick? That's hilarious. You wear a sock all the time, you just don't go to the beach.
Yeah
but then word gets out, you got the pinky dick.
Yeah, but then you
it
fuck
won't matter.
With
you
it.
Won't have any friends. You won't like, have any names to remember.
Yeah, but you can wear like a little cast thing over it and be like, hey, I was in a horrible boating
and then
accident.
You do a big reveal.
Yeah, and then like,
do you want to see it?
Do you want to see my pinky dick?
And then you could fuck
with
it.
It's kind of like a fun thing for like a girl. Like once you get to know a girl, it's like a funny thing.
It's like my uncle.
Plus, forgetting people's names.
Well, that is a brutal experience. You ever forget someone's names that you know you should know, so then you like flub on introducing them and shit?
Oh, absolutely.
And no, it's
every time I introduce people, I think I'm saying the wrong name.
It's
that's why you just do the one. You say, "Hey, this is my buddy Jared."
I do that, but then it sounds weird because the people know that fucking trick, and then they go, "Oh, well, I'm so and so, by the way."
Yeah, they know the trick.
I pretend they don't. especially because I look at them with like big eyes when I'm waiting for them to like say their name. I'm the easiest tell ever.
This is Jared, and your name is.
If I ever like murdered someone, they would know within like 5 seconds of it. I didn't do it.
Would you rather only be able to drink cosmopolitans for alcohol? You must sip it daintily with your pinky out, or go vegan?
I would rather go. Well, I eventually want to go vegan. So
eventually, yeah. That's your goal.
Dude, I just beat cigarettes. It's like every year.
Why do you want to go vegan?
On his deathbed, he wants to go vegan.
I was like, for ethical reasons. But then I just heard that like plants also feel pain. There was like a study.
The ethical reasons I don't believe in at all because you end up becoming more.
Your
of a
nickname's
dick.
J-Train. I know. Yeah.
When people go vegan, they end up being dickheads to people. As opposed to animals.
Fucking execute
that's actually
them.
A really good point.
You know we don't execute them, Jared.
Have you ever been to that restaurant by Chloe?
No.
It's
downtown.
It's really good.
It's a vegan restaurant and it's delicious, but the people there are garbage. You wait in line, people cut you, people don't even acknowledge you. Like, it is the most. People, they are such horrible human beings. And it's all very, like, well-dressed. You know they're there because they saw it on Instagram. They're very, like, cool people that don't give a fuck about
people. Yeah, but come on, dude. It's like, who would you rather hang out with, George W. Bush or Al Gore? Who would you have rather have been president? You know what I mean? I would rather
hang out with George W. Bush.
That's the point. Would you have rather been president? Al Gore. Who's a better person?
You brought that argument to the wrong podcast, sister.
Well, also, and that's even me saying, I don't know about that dude. He's kind of a dope.
Al Gore?
He claimed to invent the internet.
Oh, well, that's like whatever.
We all haven't said one dumb fucking thing.
Well, let's do one more hypothetical, then we'll go to the news, okay? Hey, Rabbi Train, Mansamp, and insert guest name here. The podcast kiss ass. Always look forward to every Tuesday and Friday. Now that I feather your nuts, how about you feather mine and consider this hypothetical? Would you rather throw up every time you had an orgasm or or squeal like a dolphin every time you had an orgasm?
Squeal like a dolphin.
Squeal like a
dolphin.
Not
even dolphin. Yeah. Oh, the vomiting while orgasm is the funniest fucking thing. As you're coming.
Your whole life's a Farrelly Brothers
pea
movie.
Pea soup was a mistake. So we're all going
definitely
with
dolphin.
Let's go to the news. We got Shelby filling in for
Hold on. You know why definitely dolphin? Because there's got to be a fetish out there for them
There's a fetish for everything at this point.
And plus, you can say like beforehand, like, listen, if I come, like the first time you fuck a girl, you're not allowed to come.
Yeah.
But the second time, like, listen, the reason I didn't come is I make a weird noise when I come. And then they'll think it's kind of cute.
Yeah.
You know, like, but like kinda, vomiting, man, that's a hard one to get over.
And then you buy her dolphin earrings.
No, before you come, you just whisper in her ear, call me Flipper.
Exactly.
I'm about to flip her out. Yeah. Well, Mansamp is out for the day. We got Shelby here with the news. At Classic Shelb on Twitter.
Correct.
There we go. What do you got, buddy?
You've heard about Ryan Lochte?
Sure. Yeah, it's all the news.
His swimming debacle.
Did you just ask if we had heard about the one story that everyone is talking about?
It's on every page. Have you heard about it?
What do you guys think of Lochte? You think it's an embarrassment?
I think he's just like a dopey guy.
It's the most refreshing scandal. You're like, all right, okay.
Well, I think that's why
nobody got really hurt. Yeah, thank God.
I think that's why people are so into it. It's like
nobody was murdered
comforting.
Or raped. It was just like. He got a gun pulled on him because he did some dumb shit. Yeah. You're like, okay, thank you, God.
We can hammer this one dude for being an idiot and feel good about our own lives.
I think the haircut was a bigger deal than
I call me crazy. If he didn't get that hair dyed, this wouldn't have happened.
And, I think
he went from being a swimming dummy to a ski villain. Yeah. To a ski house, ski watch villain.
Did you see that he did that interview with Matt Lauer and he changed his hair color back? You ever like wear something stupid? I tweeted this earlier when he was doing the interview, but I couldn't help but thinking like You ever do something stupid and then you get yelled at for it, and then you realize you're dressed
really stupid?
Baby,
that was blonde hair, Jared. not brunette, Jared.
Well, you ever like have that moment where you're like, you like fuck up on Halloween and then you realize, oh my God, I fucked up and I'm dressed as a pirate?
Yeah,
I just imagine
it's like a double.
I just like remember getting yelled at by my parents growing up and then being like, yo, go apologize and fix that stupid fucking hair. Like that gave him the out. Yeah. To like be like, and that sucks.
Yeah.
I kept thinking that because he changed his hair back.
He's just getting roasted.
Yeah.
Have you heard Scott Chapman? Have you ever heard him on the podcast? Yeah. He's really funny.
I got to have him on. He's great.
Yeah, he's great. But Scott had a moment on Halloween. He went downstairs and he got into a fight with his dad. His dad's a C-stamp. But his dad was like, you know what? You're a fucking clown. You're a fucking clown. He goes, fuck you, dad. And he went upstairs and he looked in the mirror and he realized he was dressed as a clown. Like, he was so angry at his dad, he forgot that his dad was just saying what he looked like. It's funnier when Scott tells it.
Let's go to the next story.
He laughed.
Yeah.
They put out a study and 50%... or 52% of millennials have less than $1,000 in savings.
I mean, Jesus.
It's a bleak future for all of us. You think people are working long nowadays?
Yeah.
We're never going to retire.
Oh, my God.
Everyone, yeah.
I think there's been a lot of millennial hammering and rightfully so.
Listen, let me tell you something, guys. There is nothing worse than ruin. Financial ruin. As coming from an Irish family that's not good with money, ruin is something I think about before I go to bed every night.
Yeah, I think that's like I think that says so much about the times we live in, where like, you know, everybody wants to have these fantastical things to put on Instagram. Like you want to like have the big thing that we forget about the small things. Like we put no value.
Yeah, like being taken care of when you're 65 years old.
Yeah, I want to say like it's not sexy. We want sexy results. We want sexy things. And for savings is the least sexy thing you could ever do. If you told someone, I save $25 a month, they'd be like, $25 like that. You feel like someone would give you shit about it, but that is the
best
thing you could do for your
business.
Life.
Yeah. In our business, you need a cushion. I need to know that, like, if I don't have work, that I won't be on the street for 6 months.
But
I need
to know that. Because the mantra of the millennials is like, well, why should I work? They're not working for anybody. Isn't there, like, a whole thing where people just not looking for jobs and try to start their own shit?
I mean, I think when I used to do financial advising, we would tell people, like, if you don't have 3 months saved, you can't talk to anybody about anything.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you have three months, you know, 6 months is like, 3 to 6 is like, and six, you know, for us is like, you gotta have that, but I think 3 months savings and telling it to everyone.
I don't spend a lot of money, guys.
But
I really don't feel
bad about that. I'm saying like the least sexy thing is putting away $25 a month into a savings account that grows at 0%. But fucking do it. Like it's just something to just do. I don't know. I hear that story.
Ruin, guys. Think about
financial.
Ruin.
What a way to end this podcast.
Stop hunting for Pokemon and save some money.
Guys, this was fantastic. Thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you for having
all
us.
All you guys should go support Dan and Sean at Dan, or at what are you?
At
DS Jermaine on Twitter, at Shawnee Time. I usually have the one up. So at DS Jermaine on Twitter, at Shawnee Time on Twitter. That's My Dumb Friends podcast every Thursday. I'm going to read a couple shout outs because we got them in and we got a couple minutes here. Hey, Jubilee, like The Bachelor. There was a girl named Jubilee. Yeah, I know you'd get you fabulous nut feather you. Want to shout out to my best friend's boyfriend for turning me on to this glorious shit. Really tickles my clit. Oh, wow. Look at this girl.
Dolphin noise.
I was thinking if you're a sub and she's a dom, you could like reenact scenes from The Cove.
Not going to give out a Snapchat because she would literally kill me and that bitch is scary. That's why she's my best friend. But feel free to follow my Snapchat.
Okay.
In all its glory at Serbear, Serrbearrr, on all platforms, especially if you want to see a lot of crazy drunk girl posts. You're welcome in advance. Well, thank you, Serbear, for writing in. Another shout out. Hey, Jared, my friends and I have been avid listeners since early in your podcast days. Can you give one of my bros a shout out? His snap is DKC3. DKC3, he's about to go study abroad in France this fall. We don't want him to get lost in that socialist culture over there. So send him lots of tits to remind him of the freedoms of America. Thanks, J-Train. There you go.
And that is it, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming on.
Have a good one.
I am Jared Fried. You can find me on all platforms, JTrain56. Every Tuesday and Friday, email in JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. That's JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back next episode. Boom.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Boom!